You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
They're saying I should think stuff like this. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
Get to be so cynical.
Practice.
Welcome to another installment of Positive Cynicism. I'm your host, Chad Smart. You know, you can always find me on Twitter at Chad Smart. But before I get into today's show, it's name's day. This is the weird thing about podcasts, is we always want to say today or, you know, the show will drop on Tuesday, whatever, but podcasts are, there is no time in the podcast land. You may be listening to this the day it comes out. You may have found this show 6 months down the road and then are backtracking and listening to other shows. So time is really not a quantifier in the podcasting world. It's such a weird concept. Anyway, before I get into what this show is about for this episode, let me just remind you that here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, my show is not the only one available. Check out the other shows. Kevin Hunsberger has My 1-2-3 Cents if you're a wrestling fan. And even if you're not, Kevin's somewhat listenable. I'm kidding. You know, Kevin and I go way back, and it's by law now that we just have to make fun of each other. But listen to his show. He is very consistent. His show comes out every Monday. And again, if you're a wrestling fan, if you like independent wrestling, he is kind of the voice of Stride Pro Wrestling in Southern Illinois. So listen to him and tell him I sent you. And then the founder of the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, Greg Mahochko, has two shows. He has Nerds United, which covers comic books and movies and pop culture stuff. And then he also has the Five Heart Podcast, which covers Nebraska Cornhusker sports. And I've never taken the time to ask Greg why the fascination with Nebraska. I don't know if he's originally from there. I don't even know Greg. I've never met Greg. I've never talked to Greg, and that's a complete lie if you actually follow our shows, because I've been on his shows. I think he's been on one of mine, and if not, we'll have to get him on in the future. But Greg is someone I met through this podcasting venture that I'm doing, and I am thankful to him for giving me this opportunity to do the show. But yes, go listen to their shows, and I know Greg has some upcoming episode based around the Cape Girardeau Comic Con in Southeast Missouri. Should be interesting. I'm hoping he can get Lou Ferrigno on the show, and we'll see. But check them out. They're great guys. And, you know, I have to throw in a plug here too for my favorite podcast, Tom and Jim's Top 5. I will, as long as they keep sending me the checks, which they promise me are in the mail, I will keep promoting them. But I also promote them because next episode of Positive Cynicism is the first segment of Question Everything. You know, if you've been listening, you know I end the show every week by saying question everything. And I just mean, don't take things at face value. Don't let other people tell you what to think or feel. Question it for yourself and determine your own opinion. But I'm having a monthly interview segment. It'll be the third week of every month. We'll have a different guest on. And for the first installment, I'm proud and lucky to have on the co-host of Tom and Jim's Top 5 podcast, as well as the co-host of the Skull Buster WrestleCast. WrestleCast. Such a tricky word to say. But I will have Tom Skull as my guest. And we recorded the episode about a week ago, as actually 2 weeks by the time that episode comes out. And I think it was a good interview. First time Tom is, it was a pleasure to interview and talk to. And we cover a wide variety of topics. And it's just, I am pleased with the way it came out. I hope you, the loyal listener, are as well. That will come out next week. Again, there's the time reference. It will be episode, I believe it's 32. So if you're looking back, you can go to episode 32. Tom Skull will be the guest. Check it out. Now, no more rambling. Let's get into this fragment of time's episode. And, you know, I'm calling this one Run, Forrest, Run because I am really unimaginative when it comes with titles. And I just think that that's probably the least original title I could come up with. But it all centers around part of 2018. Part of my goal is to change bad habits that I have and set goals for the new year and to try to accomplish things in my life. And one of the things that I have been saying for probably the last 8 or 9 years has been on my bucket list, I've wanted to do a marathon. I don't know why I have this idea, but I don't even know if I can physically do it. So we're going to start out small. I've decided I every day before work, I go in early and I do like a 45-minute walk around the complex where I work, just, you know, working on cardio. And the idea struck me the other day that why don't I train and do not a marathon, because let's not get too crazy, but I want to do a half marathon. And my initial thought was I want to do one of the Disneyland half marathons. They have usually, I think it was like 4 half marathons a year. They have a Star Wars themed one, a superheroes Marvel-esque themed one, and then I think a Disney themed, obviously. And I was like, I want to do one. So after I finished my walk the other day, I went back to my computer at my desk and I looked up to see what the dates were for this year. And unfortunately, due to construction of the new Star Wars land at Disneyland, as well as I believe a new hotel and some hotel renovations at other properties, Disneyland has suspended all Disney runs for the foreseeable future, probably at least for the next 3 years, if they bring them back once everything is completed. So I was a little disheartened, sad. I was kind of sad. And I texted Kevin and said, you know, I had this idea, but Disneyland has shut down their runs, so I think I'm going to go back to being lazy. And then I thought about it a little bit more, talked it over with a friend, and there seems to be, like, every other weekend out here in California is some type of marathon or half marathon or 5K. So I looked at the schedule, and I found one the last weekend in October that goes from downtown Los Angeles by the Staples Center, that goes out by USC around the Coliseum, then into downtown and before finishing, I believe, back at LA Live. And I was like, okay, October. That gives me 8 months to train and hopefully go from being able to run 2 blocks to running 13 miles. That's the goal. We'll see if I can do this. But the other part that interests me in this is the race foundation, especially for this race. I don't know if this is for every race or just this one, but they're partnering with St. Jude's. And money raised will go, obviously, to help St. Jude's, but they had different levels of sponsorship. You know, you could either pay just the registration fee and then come and run, or you could commit to raising so much money and get perks and benefits depending on how much money you raised. And I thought, you know, one, here's a chance, here's a reasonable goal to set in mind to run, you know, along the time frame that I think is capable in doing and getting the training up to speed. But it's also a chance to give back and help out with a reputable cause, and one that I hope, and this is where I'm going to throw things onto you, the listener. I have been saying for the last year on the show to encourage positive change and to encourage getting out and helping. And I have decided that I'm going to make this kind of a charitable setup to where I would like to at least try and raise the minimum $500 that is needed for the first lower tier level of sponsorship. I am going to be hopeful, and I'm going to say that there's not a part of me that wouldn't be really excited to see if we could get to the $3,000 level of top sponsorship. But even if I only come up with, you know, whatever I can get donated to help out, at least it's some money going to a good cause. So in the next week or two, I will be setting up some fundraising site to where you can donate and help me reach my goal. But I will also be, I'm looking at different levels of my own rewards for anybody that donates. And I don't know what that would be quite yet, but we're going to look into it. And I know one level would be, you know, if you donated a certain amount, you get to come on the show and we'll talk about whatever topic you want to talk about. So instead of me rambling for 30 minutes to an hour, you can come on and ramble for 30 minutes to an hour. I just am trying to focus on something that will help. It's twofold. One, something that I can't back out of, so that once I make this commitment, I have to say, okay, I have to do it. And two, just something to help out a good cause. And I know Kevin Hunsberger has been running for the last 3 or 4 years, and he has done a half marathon. So I'm hoping to get some tips from him and maybe bring him back onto the show, and he can tell me what I need to start doing, what type of shoes to buy, because I don't even know if I have a good pair of running shoes. But whatever the case, I just think that this is, for right now, for 2018, this is the first step on the bucket list of doing something positive to make hopefully even the smallest of change possible. So if you have not already, go over to Facebook, like the Positive Cynicism page. I will be providing more information as it becomes available. Like I said, hit me up on Twitter if you have any suggestions or advice. I am open to either. And so this will be a 8-month journey. We'll see if it's possible, if I can do it, if I can stay motivated, and hopefully bring you along the way, and we'll go through this together. But anyway, that's it for this week. It's a short episode, just getting this out there. So as always, I say to you, question everything, do something positive. And remember, tune in next episode, first installment of Question Everything with Tom Skull.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.